Mini episode 1046 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1046. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our week 5 preview for the 2018 NFL season. We went 6-7-1 last week, bringing us to 28-30-4 on the season. We were 2-1 on the big 3 and 1-0 on the lock, making us 6-6 and 3-1 on those respectively. On Thursday night, watch out for deflated balls as the Colts come to Foxborough getting 10 down from 10.5. Sans a healthy T.Y. Hilton, Indy has no chance to hang. On Sunday, two early season surprises clash on the banks of the Ohio River as the Fish get 6 from the Bengals, up from 5.5. Of the two teams, it's Miami who has been exposed thus far, foreshadowing the outcome here. Two of this decade's NFC champions square off in Charlotte when the Giants get a touchdown. The guess here is that the G-men will avoid enough turnovers to at least get a back door. At home, the Jets will try to avenge their loss 20 years ago in the AFC Championship game to the Broncos. They started the week laying a point, but now it's a pick 'em. The guess here is that New York has bottomed out off of their recent slide and will rebound. It's last year's big AFC surprise against their counterpart from this year when the Jags come to KC getting 2.5 down from the cliche field goal. In what should be a shootout, look for the Chiefs' D to at least step up more than they have and seal the cover. It is getting late kind of early for both the Falcons and Steelers, and they clash at Three Rivers with Atlanta getting a field goal down from 4. There could be a lot of points being scored here, but for once, the ATL won't be outscored. It's an L.A. team against a team more popular than them in L.A. when the Raiders visit the junior college soccer stadium getting 5.5 down from 6. We keep waiting for the Chargers to step up and give a signature performance, and they keep failing. We'll foolishly gamble on them again here. These two teams might be struggling a bit now, but the NFC Championship rematch loomed as arguably the biggest game of the year coming into the season, and it's still pretty huge now. The Eagles are laying the cliche field goal at home to Minnesota. The Vikes have revenge on their mind and more to lose in a tougher division, so they'll rebound on the road. The dregs of the league's power rankings square off in Santa Clara when the Cards invade getting 3.5 down from 5.5. Arizona's too putrid to risk taking on the road. It's the old king of the NFC West against the new one when LA comes to the Pacific Northwest laying 8.5 up from 7.5. There doesn't appear to be any way that the Seahawks can hang in this one. On Sunday night, it's the Battle of Texas as Dallas comes south getting the cliche field goal down from 3.5. Both teams have scuffled early, but despite the worst record, it's far easier to have confidence in the Houston offense right now, so they're the pick. On Monday night, two teams who once signed paychecks for Greg Williams square off when the Skins come to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome getting a touchdown. Washington has been better than expected thus far, and this is something of a litmus test for them, but they will come up short here. Now for the big three. Tennessee will try to avenge the fraudulent Music City Miracle against the Bills in Buffalo, weighing 5.5 up from a field goal. The smart marks will see this as a classic letdown spot for the Titans, but don't overthink it because they will roll. It's the old Browns against the new Browns in Cleveland with the newbies getting a field goal up from 1. C-Town's defense started to get exposed last week, so they're not going to be in good position coming off of their cross-country trip. Here's the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for Week 5. One of the league's oldest rivalries resumes in Motown as the Pack visits yet again in a pick'em game. Even without Aaron Rodgers at 100%, this line is almost in why-ask-why territory, but we'll stay on Green Bay. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.